Hi, this is Paul Jones, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Laying down one night, heard Papa tell Mama. Heard Papa tell Mama. Little boy Boogie. Come out. I felt so good. Went on Boogie, get the same. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Off of your feet.
Talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, hey. Talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Off of your feet. How, 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 how.
Hey, hey.
Whoa, that's two artists I've seen separately but never had the joy of seeing them together. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, John Lee Hooker, you probably recognise the gruff tones, together with the kind of distinctive sound of ZZ Top and the two of them playing together. I'm not quite sure when that was recorded. Must go back quite a way, I guess. I saw John Lee Hooker at the Club Agogo in Newcastle in the 60s, and I saw ZZ Top in Germany in the late 70s, but as I say, never together. But that's a kind of rare recording. Boom, 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 boom. Opening up The Raven and the Blues, coming to you from the Costa, not the Costa, that's in Spain, the Côte d'Azur in France, and I'm from the outside today because we've had 4 or 5 days of absolutely stinking weather. Thunderstorms and lightning, all very, very frightening. Galileo, Galileo, all of that stuff. And today it's sunny. So I thought, I'm going to do the show on this Friday in the open air. Back in the UK, there's been lots of excitement this week because the BBC, the national network, BBC Radio 2, the only national blues show in the UK, has been presented by Paul Jones of Paul Jones and, of course, Manfred Mann and the Blues Band for over 30 years. He's been a staple of every Monday night, really. 1 hour every Monday, every blues fan in the UK would listen to Paul Jones and still does. until May of this year, when it's all about to change because he's standing down and Cyrus Matthews is coming in and taking over, which I think is awfully good news. Not because I'm glad to see the back of Paul, far from it, but more importantly because Cyrus is much younger, she's female, and she'll bring a whole raft of new people who are fans of hers on BBC Radio 6 Music, and she'll bring them across to the blues, I hope. And she was saying in her press release this week that she's going to go back to the roots of the blues, as well as play some of the more current things as well. There's been loads of debate about where she will be in the blues genre, but we'll have to wait and find out for that. But first of all, Paul Jones, not only fine DJ, but also a fine bluesman too. Here he is from his album from a couple of years ago, Suddenly I Like It, and here is Beggar for the Blues.
Thank you.
Paul Jones, all round nice guy, and a track from the album Suddenly I Like It and Beggar for the Blues. As I say, he's standing down in May of this year on BBC Radio 2, and Cyrus Matthews is taking over. He did a concert last week. I think he was the main instigator of the concert to raise money for a health charity. The house band, so to speak, of a band called Jawbone, which basically is Paddy Milner on keys and Marcus Bonfanti on guitar and vocals, and some other guys in the band whose name I've forgotten. I feel so guilty. But along with Paul Jones on the night was Tom Jones, Van Morrison. It was, the set list was absolutely staggering. And it was held, as I say, down somewhere in Guildford area, from what I remember. I know I should have the notes, but I'm sitting in the open air. I can just about see the screen. The sun is so bright. So Cyrus Matthews is going to do new and old blues, and therefore I thought this week I'll do what she does. And so we had John Lee Hooker. Let's go back to, again, the 50s. Memphis Slim, Willie Dixon together. And here they are from an album which came out, was reissued in 2014, called Willie's Blues. Here is a track called Youth to You, one you will know well.
You know I want you to wash my clothes. I got to have you to keep and hold. Yes, I want your money too, if I'm gonna give my youth to you, youth to you. You know I want you to cook my bread. I got to have you to make my bed. Yes, I'll tell you what to do if I'm gonna give my youth to you, youth to you. Tell by the way that I walk that walk, and you can see by the way that I talk that talk, and you can know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to treat me right. I really need you day and night. Yes, I want you to be true if I'm gonna give my youth to you, youth to you. See by the way that I talk that talk, and then you know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to cook my bread. I really need you to make my bed. Yes, I want your money too, if I'm gonna give my youth to you, youth to you, youth to you, youth to you.
I guess we all know it is I Want to Make Love to You. I'm going to give my youth to you, Memphis Slim, Willie Dixon together from Willie's Blues from 2014. As I was putting the show together yesterday, sort of choosing the tracks, it occurred to me that the tsunami, I think it's probably the word for it, really, of releases in the last couple of years, 2015 onwards, really, because it's become so easy to make an album. You need, you know, a reasonable laptop, say £1,000, a couple of good microphones, perhaps, a bit of software, a couple of £100, and there you go. That's it. You've got an album made, basically. And then you distribute it to all the DJs as an MP3 or as a WAV file. And it's meant that we've had... It's nice in some respects, had dozens of albums, perhaps almost every week sometimes, 10 or a dozen albums coming into the inbox, either as full actual CDs or as downloads. And sometimes, you know, I mean, we know the guys, they're lovely people, but sometimes you know, the artwork's lovely and you think, yes, but, you know, is the quality really there? And it's sometimes I think it has devalued in the currency in a way of the music in the last couple of years, because there's just literally been so much of it. So for this show again, I've gone back and thought, ooh, haven't played them for ages, and ooh, that was a good album. And so let's follow this one on. This is for somebody who is a good critic, who isn't swayed by the newness and the buzz of the name and writes great reviews, and I won't name him, but he'll know who he is. It's the band called The Hot Sardines, and let's go. Cabo de Hachette in Paris, The Hot Sardines from the album Frolicking at the Playground, and a track called Let's Go. I foolishly put on Facebook that this wasn't a holiday I was on, I was working, which is kind of half true. I'm doing work while I'm here, a lot of it on the computer. And one of the things I'm doing is the UK Blues Awards, which are taking place in May of this year, and with all the nominees are now nominating their artists they feel should be in the final vote, which opens in about a month's time. And it struck me that it's amazing how much your sort of profile on social media affects how people think of you, because looking through the names coming through, lots of them ought to be there, and names I'm familiar with and you'll be familiar with from this programme, but also some names aren't there because they haven't had an album for a while, or they're just not part of the Facebook white noise kind of thing. And here's one such person. If you haven't yet, if you're one of the nominees or nominating people in the UK Blues Awards, there's about 400 people altogether who've been invited to nominate. If you have been invited to nominate and have not yet done so, you've got less than a week. And think about this gentleman, been around the blues for a while in the UK, and very versatile and a lovely guy. Eddie Martin, and from the album Blues Took Me By the Hand, Volume 2, The Birds and the Bees.
to figure how I felt. I met a lot of women, so I tried to figure how I felt. The one thing I found out, I always got a twitch below my belt. You know I love you, baby, love your body, mind, and soul. You know I love you, baby, love your body, mind, and soul. But what keeps us together is what goes up when lights go low. I said, buzz, buzz, buzz once for me. Sting, 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 sting me like a bee. Let's play the birds and the bees. When he married Miss Monroe, Arthur Miller knew it when he took with Miss Monroe. A thinking man's a fool when the dress is cut too low. I said, buzz, buzz, buzz once for me. Sting, sting, sting me like a bee. Let's play the birds and the bees.
Good morning, little school girl. Good morning, little school girl. Can I go home with you? Can I go home with you? Tell your mother and your father I once was a schoolboy too. Sometime I don't know. Sometime I don't know what a woman what in this world to do. A woman what in this world to do. I don't wanna hurt your feeling or either get mad with you. Find my baby, ain't gonna let my airplane down. Now who's that coming yonder? Now who's that coming yonder? She all dressed up and pretty. She all dressed up and pretty. Yeah. If she don't be my baby, I'd soon to see her dead.
low standard, you just can't sing this in this day and age. Muddy Waters, taken from the lovely acoustic album, The Folk Singer, and Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, that was the 1960s, and before that from the UK, Eddie Martin, from The Blues Took Me By The Hand, and The Birds and The Bees. The Raven and the Blues. A couple of chums of mine are in one of my favourite parts of the world, apart from the south of France, and that's Belize in Central America. They have been on San Pedro, where they had an earthquake and a tsunami and all kinds of exciting things, and went scuba diving and all that, and they're now batting in the mountains in San Ignacio. And having said that, we'll play this for them. It's not from Belize, but it's from close by. Bushy One String, and this is from the album, which is the same name, Chicken in the Corn, actually. This is the Buffalo Billy's version for everybody in Belize.
Hey, Pancho, where you going? I'm going to San Francisco, man, to see my friend El Pancho. He said, hey, one thing, there's something you got to know, you know. I said, yeah. When we're back on our saddles and our horses, we sing this whole country song like this. Chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Yeah, my way to San Francisco. Way back, my friend, and his name was Pancho. He said, one string, there's something you got to know. From back in those saddles and the rises, where we go, we sing this chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Don't need to brag, no need to bow. I can rap it for a billy when the poke to pull. Or the music knives, we'll play them dry. For the girls who screaming out like mine. My name is Bushy and we keep up swing. We rap your music and to let you sing. Now we're dancing with a matter what the people wanna say. I rap my music night and day. Rap them night and day. My mama hear me say, chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. When chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, feed and put them planta, read and put them planta, read and put them planta, planta, put them planta, 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 put them planta, read and put them planta, planta. Hey, 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 chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, hey. When chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Mama, hey, when chicken in the corn, so the corn can't grow. Hey, don't need to brag, don't need to bow. I can rap it for a blue when it broke the bowl. Or the music now, we play them dry. For the girls who screaming up like mine. My name is Bushy, I'm a king of swing. Play your music until they can sing. And we're dancing with them, I don't want to be born to say. I rap my music night and day.
That's Kevin and Pam in Belize. I bet they've had some chicken and some corn over the last 10 days or so while they've been there. That's Bushy One String from the Caribbean and the track from the album, the same name, Chicken in the Corn. Okay, staying with the tracks that I saw when I was putting the show together, I thought, oh, haven't played this for ages. Goes back, oh, some 6 or 7 years at least to the live album, and then before that to the studio album, but we'll play the live version. Kebmo, Shave Your Legs.
You don't need no fancy tricks, painted eyes or glossy lips. I love you just the way you are. Hope you don't mind my beat up car. You don't have to change your dress, don't have to change your shoes. Don't try to hide your natural looks. Forget about the cover, let me read the book. Don't get me wrong. like them heels, but the way I feel is the way I feel. You don't have to change your dress, don't have to change your shoes. Go ahead, be wild and free. You don't have to shave your legs for me. No, don't do it, babe. Honey, babe, don't starve yourself. You're looking good, you're looking well. I'm proud to have you by my side, glad to have you in my life. Yeah. You don't have to clean my house, don't have to wash my clothes. Go ahead, be wild and free. You don't have to shave your legs for me. You're an angel. My, my. You don't have to read the magazines. You already know how to get to me. Just be yourself and I will do that song. We really have to do. You don't have to be ashamed, don't have to hide your needs. Go ahead, be wild and free. You don't have to shave your legs for me. Darling, go ahead, be wild and free. You don't have to shave nothing for me. Don't do it, babe. It's all right.
Lovely. Chosen just for you. I hope it made you smile. It made me smile. Kev Mo. Live and Mo. You don't have to shave your legs to me.
One, two.
Everybody asks me where I from. One role, one model, and they made just only one. Every time he kissed me, my eyes turned cherry red. When he put his arms around me,
Coco Taylor together with Keb Mo, and from the album Royal Blue from 2000, and The Man Next Door. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, when I was going through looking at the albums from 4 or 5 years ago, this one suddenly popped up and I thought, now I haven't played the California Honeydrops for ages, and I know Cliff McKnight loves them to bits, so here they are, live with the album called Honeydrops Live and Cry For Me.
Thank you. and I don't want no one to cry for me. Whoa, when my
time is gone.
Whoa, when my
race is gone.
Whoa, when my
sun is sinking low.
Well, I'll be sad,
sad to go,
but I've lived long,
long
enough,
enough
to know that I don't
want no one to cry for
yeah.
me.
Doing that
second life,
and I don't
want no one to cry for me.
California Honey Drops, live, and I don't want no one to cry for me. Funny, last weekend, I'm staying on the French-Italian border, on the Italian side, but 100 yards from France, basically. So I could throw an apple from here and hit France. And about 8-10 miles inland into Italy, and then up into the hills a little bit, is a little town called Dolce Aqua. very pretty. They've got a little bridge there which Monet painted and made famous. And the town itself, or the old town itself, goes back to the 11th century. And it's amazing, narrow streets, 3 or 4 story high buildings all squeezed together, all very dark. We were taking our friends there to sort of show them around. And then I was assigned a big banner saying, "Tonight, the Family Band, live." And I thought, the Family Band, they're an Italian blues band. Really quite excited. Anyway, we had a drink and then went back, and 6 o'clock came, and it was the Family Band, but not the same. It was an Italian gospel band, and they were awfully good, keen, not quite as good as the California Honey Drops there, but awfully keen, and it was a very pleasant half an hour. But you always need gospel on a Sunday. Okay, we've featured some of the blues female greats and male greats going back to the 50s and 60s. Time to squeeze a few more in, I think, if we can. Big Mama Thornton.
Feel all right this morning because my baby's coming home. Hey, I feel all right this morning, my baby's coming home. I got a letter yesterday that he'll be here this early morning.
Big Mama Thornton and I'm Feeling All Right from the album together with the Muddy Waters Band called With the Muddy Waters Blues Band. Here's somebody I was playing to our guests when I was doing a live video I made of him when he was in the Isle of Man about 2013. And I reminded myself I really hadn't played him much on the show in the last 4 or 5 years. Regularly talked to him on Facebook, but not playing his tracks. Let's remedy that straight away. The lovely Larry Garnett from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, comes to the UK 2 or 3 times a year and tours UK and Europe. And here he is with That Was Her Dance.
She said that wasn't meant for me. She'd move to the music. She'd barely shake her rump. She'd throw her head back and close eyes. And that girl started to jump. She'd jump for you. Yeah. jump for you. Oh, she jump for you. Jump for you. She jump for you. That was her dance. Folks couldn't understand it. They'd say, here come that jumping bitch. They'd all listen closely as she rapped when she twitched. She didn't care about people throwing sticks and stones. Cause the more you threw, the more she grew, and the less she jumped along. She'd jump for you. Yeah, she'd get to jumping. She'd jump for you. That child could jump. She would get to jumping, cause that was her day. Just a feeling, move out the way and let the girl be. Nobody knew where she come from. Some say the East Coast. When she jumped out on the floor, I think she had the Holy Ghost. She jumped for you. Yeah, she jumped. She get the jump. Oh, that girl would jump. She would get the jumping. Thought that was her dance. Jump on the baby. That's what I'm talking about. Make me want to jump too. Yeah, I hear you rattling, baby. It's coming too low to be in range. Sound like them Chinese balls.
From Baton Rouge, Larry Garner and Once Upon a Time in the Blues from 2000, and that was her dance. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues this week, coming from the Côte d'Azur. I hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme, and to Sarah and the rest of the team at Riviera Radio, who are probably listening to have it decide whether it's going to be worth taking on their network, from Santa Fe to San Remo, Riviera Radio and The Raven and the Blues. It would be a nice idea. I need sponsorship. I need a big yacht organisation. Beneteau to sponsor the program. Nevertheless, thanks to the donations that came in this week, not for sponsorship for yachting companies, but thanks for the donations that came in this week, and the many emails too from Australia, from America, Canada, especially regarding the Nick Drake link, which took you by surprise. But anyway, if you did drop me an email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk, thank you so much. That is also the website, raven.dj, easy as that, and links to all the artists and chance to download the program and all of those things. Sitting in the sunshine, I can hardly see the screen. It's so bright, but I really mustn't complain. And let's close with the Reverend Raven, my namesake, and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, and a track from an album which came out a couple of years ago, Live at the Red Rocket. It's called Looking for Love. Aren't we all? Talk to you in a week's time. Thanks for listening. From me, Dave Raven. Bye-bye.
1, 2, you know what to do.
your love.